This is JB West in Normandy, and JB East in Saigon has got some earth-shaking bombshell news that everybody needs to know about. Take it away, JB East.
Hey, JB West, Jeff Brown, thank you so much for putting the effort into this breaking news. The point of this podcast today is to encourage you to listen to the link that Jeff will put in. It's a video of Israeli Dr. Gal Luft, first name G-A-L, last name Luft, Dr. Gal Luft. He was an employee at a Washington think tank, and he was a consultant to the Chinese company CEFC. In March of 2019, he heard that Joe Biden was going to possibly be a candidate for president. So he alerted the Department of Justice that he had some evidence on Biden that they should know about. He was in Europe and they agreed to meet in the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. They sent six people, which surprised him. He didn't realize that the Department of Justice, which I'll call the DOJ, had become corrupted. Why send six people? Among the six was a guy named Daniel, I think it's Peckental, I'll call him Daniel, of the Southern District of New York, and Joshua Wilson, an FBI agent from Baltimore, which covers Delaware and the Biden's hometown. He told these six people in a two-day meeting in Brussels, hey, the Bidens have been accepting money from this Chinese company, CEFC, to gain information on the FBI and the DOJ. He said there was a DOJ-FBI mole that Hunter Biden was getting information from, and that the Chinese were paying the Bidens through Rob Walker. Now, here, let me keep it organized here. It can get retired. It can get complicated. So we have Dr. Gal Luft in Brussels, 2019, telling six members of the DOJ, hey, the Bidens are compromised. A foreign company is paying money to get information from an FBI mole. Well, guess what? The DOJ didn't do anything with this, and all they did was harass this Dr. Gal Luft. He was living in Israel, and the DOJ waited until he went to Cyprus, and then corrupt Cypriot officials arrested him and threw him in jail on charges coming from this Daniel guy in the Southern District of New York. And you can listen to the whole video. They're bogus charges saying that this guy's an arms dealer and that he was taking bribes. They're totally bogus charges. And they're so bogus that this Dr. Luft says, why doesn't the DOJ publish the charges on their website? Everybody can see they're bogus. He says, how come they don't publish the interview they did with me in Brussels, and they can, you know, let the public figure this out by themselves? Now, here is something that should scare everybody. The FBI agent Joshua Wilson, who interviewed Dr. Luft in Brussels in 2019, he was the guy that later in 2019 went to the Apple repair shop in Delaware to pick up Hunter Biden's laptop. And he said to the repair shop owner, hey, you probably don't want to talk. You know what happens to people who talk too much. You know, this is an FBI agent threatening the life of this other guy. So the problem here, you know, the corruption is not with the foreign company. The corruption is within the Department of Justice. It is weaponized. It is for the Bidens and the Obamas. I don't want to be political here, but it's obvious that the deep state is on one side. And here's something else that's very scary. Matthew Cole, executive of CEFC, he was convicted in 2018 by this Daniel guy out of the Southern District of New York. In his trial, Daniel, the Southern District of New York, said to the judge, hey, this Matthew Ho guy wants to bring up the Bidens, but that's too political. So the judge agreed, and they said, you cannot talk about the Bidens in the trial. Well, that's who Matthew Ho was paying money to, the Bidens. So he got thrown in jail to silence him. And Dr. Gal Luft is saying, they're going to throw me in jail. At my trial, I won't be able to talk about Brussels. I won't be able to talk about the Bidens. And the DOJ will just toss me in jail, you know, to cover this all up. So, you know, we have evidence of Joe Biden, along with Hunter, meeting with CEFC representatives at the Four Seasons Hotel in D.C. right after he left the presidency. CEFC was paying $100,000 a month to Hunter and $65,000 a month to Uncle Jim Biden. Hunter Biden had a pet mole within the FBI who provided tip-offs to CEFC honchos about incoming heat. So, folks, the point here is that we now have a credible witness who's been on the run, in hiding, hunted by the DOJ, who's saying, why don't we just put all the cards on the table? Why doesn't the DOJ just put my testimony out there? We have a compromised president of the United States. We have evidence. Only this video that we're alerting you to says it. The press is covered, but Jeff and I thought that it's our duty to bring it to you. So watch the video and click on any connected articles. Jeff, I just sent you an article, Media Silence on Key Would-Be Witness Speaks Volumes. So I just sent you that article. You can post it. Folks, take a look at what's happening within the United States. And Jeff, thank you for getting it out in a timely manner.
James Bradley, thank you for exposing the fact that we have treason. This is not just Watergate. Watergate is like a parking ticket compared to this. This is high treason, a total betrayal of the United States and every one of its citizens. And it's just absolutely dynamite information that everybody needs to know about. Please share this link. Thank you, James Bradley in Saigon, JB East, and this is JB West in Normandy signing out. Bye-bye.